As we head over to the livestock side, this cattle market kind of waiting on the cash. Is that part of the reason for this lower number trade today?
I think it is. You have the cattle inventory report as well, and you know, since the cattle on feed report on Friday, really, and we traded it on Monday, we've been within that range on the April and the June here. So I think the market's trying to digest that a little bit, but also to work higher, we're going to need higher cash, and even cutouts for that matter. We've been working a little bit lower here this week, so. With that being said, you know, the numbers are still going to be tight. Weather, I think, is still going to be an issue, not only how cold it is, but also the simple fact that you have a lot of dryness in the southern plains, and that's going to have to change at some point.
What's it going to take to get some motivation to see this cash move today?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think we'll just, you know, with the lower cutouts, I think that's what's causing the cash not to change a whole lot. But that inventory report, it'll be a big number. It'll give us more information, at least. And I think that's what's kind of holding things up a little bit.
Is weather playing a true factor in the way the hogs have been trading?
I think it is. Hogs slowly have been firming up here a little bit. You know, the poultry prices are still going up. Chick placements are still above a year ago. So I think you're seeing, you know, competition from poultry, and pork is cheaper. So I think that's good. I don't see this as a market that should go up dramatically, but I think it has a pretty decent bid underneath the market.